At least 429,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID-19, but we're also in peak flu season, and health experts had been worried about a potential twindemic of flu and COVID. Joining us on Skype is Dr. Emily Landon, the Executive Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control at the University of Chicago Medicine. Dr. Landon, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So all the reports that we're seeing show that the number of flu cases is actually pretty low compared to previous years. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing exactly the same thing. At the University of Chicago, we just registered our third flu case of the entire year, the entire season.
Wow.
Usually what? At this time of year, we have over 100 each week.
Okay, that is so interesting. And I guess the question is why? Is it the strain itself, or is it because we're all taking extra precautions?
It's because we're wearing masks, keeping distance, and cutting back on our contacts. These things have been known for eons to prevent the spread of influenza and other respiratory viruses. And unfortunately, that should give us a real reality check about how incredibly contagious COVID is compared to these other respiratory viruses. We're not seeing influenza. We're not seeing RSV, which some parents will know is sort of a scourge in children at this time of year every year. It's pretty amazing how incredibly successful these steps that we've taken to prevent COVID have been in suppressing all these other respiratory viruses.
Well, it is such a nice spot of bright news here on a very difficult news cycle. So is it safe to say that these fears of a twindemic, both flu and COVID-19 going at the same time out of control, that they have passed?
I think that influenza and COVID really can't coexist at the same time if we're doing things to try and prevent them from happening. You know, every year, 30 to 80,000 Americans die of influenza, and none of them, well, maybe not none of them, but that's not going to happen this year. We're going to lose a lot of people to COVID, but we can learn a lot from this in order to help prevent flu in the future.
But you know what I'm thinking? Like, COVID-19 is spreading out of control, so apparently we're not being that careful. Does it tell you something about the different way that these two viruses spread?
Yeah, COVID is incredibly more transmissible, and people are more susceptible to COVID than they are to influenza. And so between the transmissibility and the fact that COVID is still pretty new to our immune systems, I think we can see how impressively COVID spreads in populations.
There were spot shortages of the flu vaccine last fall. Are you seeing any problems with vaccine supply right now?
No, we're doing fine. There's still flu vaccine available. And I do think it's worthwhile to get your flu shot. So as we vaccinate people for COVID-19 and people are going to begin to be able to get out and spend more time together, that does increase the risk of a flu resurgence in the spring. We've seen it before with other flu strains that sort of stick around and they sort of circulate below our threshold of an epidemic. But then once people have more contact with one another, they're able to spread more. So if we do get everybody vaccinated and people start going back to their normal activities, then we're going to see flu come back. So there's still time to get your flu shot now if you haven't already done so.
Dr. Emily Landon, Executive Medical Director of Infection Prevention and Control at the University of Chicago Medicine. Three cases of the flu at your hospital. It's late January. That is amazing. Dr. Landon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.